This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Senate ag leaders dug in further on farm bill differences at a USDA oversight hearing with Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack this week. Secretary Vilsack hinted at the deep policy differences dividing Senate ag lawmakers when he quoted USDA's founder, President Abraham Lincoln. We will hear from Secretary Vilsack next.
There I was, driving along when I saw the corn laying down in the field, goosenecked again. Even though I tried everything, new traits, existing soil insecticides, every corn grower knows the hassle of gooseneck corn. But now there's Narisma Insecticide from BASF, a better, stronger in-furrow insecticide that controls corn rootworm and below-ground pests. Stand up for your corn with Narisma Insecticide. Ask your authorized BASF retailer about Narisma, and always read and follow label directions.
United States Department of Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack quoted USDA's founder, President Abraham Lincoln, at a USDA oversight hearing with Senate ag leaders this week.
The House divided against itself cannot stand.
With the President Lincoln quote, he made the unspoken point that stubborn partisan differences could force another one-year extension of the 2018 Farm Bill. Politico reported this week that retiring Ag Chair Debbie Stabenow, at a recent White House event, said that she would rather extend the 2018 bill another year than leave a legacy of climate and SNAP spending cuts.
The bipartisan evaluation of SNAP that we directed in the 2018 Farm Bill, after 50 years of the program, resulted in just an additional $1.40 per day per person, bringing benefits to about $6 a day to help folks put food on the table. But this was enough to lift 1 million children out of poverty.
Top Ag Republican John Bozeman has a different focus, the need to boost the farm safety net with SNAP and climate savings.
What I've heard from our nation's farmers and ranchers is that they're very concerned. Specifically, they're challenged by persistently high and historic inflation, stubbornly high interest rates, burdensome regulations, record large trade deficits in agriculture, and most importantly of all, rapidly declining commodity prices and farm incomes that will make these next 5 years some of the most challenging in their lives.
For this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.